Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the oral interview with Mr. Swan Yi on July 15, 1982, by Sue Ellen Chan. Tape 1. Okay, first I would like to ask, when were you born?
I was born in 1913.
Uh-huh.
And in Chinese, not actually in American 1913, in Chinese, Ming Guang Yi Ning.
Uh-huh. See? I see. So you were born in China?
In China.
Uh-huh. Which city?
It's a little village called Linhang.
Mm-hmm. I see. And
in Guangdong.
It's like a nearby, is this?
I would say about 75 miles from Canton.
Uh-huh.
It's in interior China.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little village.
So your father was also born in China?
Also born in China, yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What's your father's name?
Yi Tong.
Yi Tong.
Or in Chinese, Yi Chou Lai.
Uh-huh. Yi Chou Lai.
Yeah.
I see. So he was born in China. How about your grandfather?
My grandfather's also born in China,
mm-hmm.
And they are pretty poor, you know, pretty poor. He's used to be taking care of the cow, mm-hmm. in out the field, and then he used to be selling meat, in other words, selling beef,
mm-hmm.
and go to different villages and sell it. That's mm-hmm. how he earned his living.
Mm-hmm. So that's his profession in Canton.
Well, it's a job. I mean, something that make a living.
Mm-hmm. Was that make a pretty good?
Just pretty
enough
good
for
by.
The family.
Yeah, just about getting by.
How big was your grandfather's family?
My grandfather's family is it? Let's see if I could remember.
How many uncles and aunts?
No, as far as I can remember, is my grandfather.
Okay.
Of course, he got he got a brother, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Remember of my grandfather, couldn't remember too much. He's already in the United States.
Oh.
See,
when did he come to the United States?
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. But okay. He did come to the United States.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing to get the information gets through George. He got the whole history of from my grandfather, or get through from my father.
Okay.
He had a chance to talk to him,
uh-huh.
and he told you most whole thing up to grandfather over there.
Yeah, I understand that your grandfather was the first one in your family came to United States, or your great grandfather.
A great-grandfather, I think,
uh-huh.
Came over, then my grandfather came over,
mm-hmm.
then my father,
uh-huh.
then my mother and I,
uh-huh.
then the rest is born here.
I see. Do you know what did your grandfather do when he
came over? Well, he worked in the railroad track,
mm-hmm.
Up in, near San Francisco, somewhere up there.
Uh-huh. I see. So was your great-grandfather then?
Great-grandfather, yes.
Uh-huh.
Also working the track, I guess. And my grandfather, I know my grandfather worked in the track.
Uh-huh.
And
see.
After that, later on, then he went back east and opened a laundry.
Uh-huh.
That's my grandfather.
I see. Uh-huh.
Then my father came over,
uh-huh.
and then worked in the laundry.
I see. Well, your father was born in China.
Father born in China.
So which means your grandfather actually went back to China and got married. Was your grandmother ever come to the United States?
I think he got married and before he came over, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too clear on that.
Okay.
And the best thing I could ask my father on that.
Oh, wow. We can probably, interview a father. See, and
as far as I could remember for myself is, back in maybe 2 or 3 years old,
uh-huh.
as far as I can remember, my grandfather's already in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And my father's coming over.
Uh-huh. When he was...
As far as I could remember.
Right. So actually, your father was married before he came to the United States also.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. do you remember what year he came to the United States?
No, I
it
don't
was
remember
also you were year. Also a
yeah.
little boy then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your father came to the United States, joined your grandfather in the laundry,
mm-hmm.
and helped your grandfather in Pennsylvania. Which town in Pennsylvania?
Named Midland,
uh-huh.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah.
And since then he left you and your mother in China?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Until how old you start
until
thinking about
I was,
coming?
Until I was 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
Then my father sent for us,
uh-huh.
mother and I,
uh-huh.
only two.
Only two yeah. of you?
Yes.
Then so it was like so many years after.
At that is back in the year of 1923.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And let's see, in January when we left, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Early, and I came to the United States.
Uh-huh. Can you describe about the journey from Canton to U.S.? Can you remember some?
Well, the first I could remember on coming over
mm-hmm.
is we got up early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
got up, we got in the sedan chair, and take us to a toy Tamfao. No matter where it is, the three market.
Mm-hmm.
And from a toy,
uh-huh.
you don't mind if I speak Chinese
no,
and
no,
American.
No,
no,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just
yeah, because
feel
I can't
free.
Wait right
here.
When I get to Tamfao, a toy Tamfao, from there, we took a little sandpan,
mm-hmm.
went up to Macau, I think somewhere from Macau. You always stop at Macau first, from Macau into Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
From Hong Kong, we stayed there for a few days. Then from there, we got on the boat and came into the United States.
Uh-huh.
And when we reached the United States, as far as I can remember, the date is January 23rd,
mm-hmm.
1923. That's
mm-hmm.
when we got to the United States and at the immigration over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we stay at immigration place there for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came out in, I would say that, say we went to immigration, stay there a month, and then our father came up and took us to Seattle. That's the port that we got in
uh-huh.
Seattle.
Okay.
In Seattle, then we stay in the hotel for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And for a week, and we took a train, Pullman sleeping quarter.
Uh-huh.
We go straight to the first stop was Ogden or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And from Ogden to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
During time in the train, the first ice cream that I took, mother and I, Dad bought us ice cream. Mom didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
She threw her all away. And I began to didn't like it at first, but when I taste it, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to have ice cream, as far as I remember on that little thing. And from the, let's see, from Seattle to Ogden, from Ogden to Chicago, then Chicago, we change train,
mm-hmm.
then go to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
In Pittsburgh, we stay there for a few days. Then from Pittsburgh, we go right in Midland, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
That's with my grandfather, the laundry is.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather's there, and my father's there, and my uncle's there.
Uh-huh.
And now we came, and that is five of us all to get in that laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day, of course, there is strangers for me. I didn't know how to speak English. And a lot of old friend, when I say old friend now that I know, came to see me and try and talk English to me, and I didn't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
And time goes by. As I getting ready, as they came around the end of January or February somewhere in that, they came to Midland.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start school in a couple months or a month. I start school with to the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, going to school and learn my English a little bit. Then I began to talk to friends, communication with friends. And I went to the first year and I used to talk pretty good. And
You mean the old friend means when they
when I first met them,
they were kids,
they
right?
They were kids then.
Uh-huh.
Until now, I mean old friend, I mean as friend as come up at today.
Uh-huh. And those are Caucasians or
no? Those are the American people.
American people.
Yeah.
Because they were not.
Yeah, we're the only family, uh-huh. Chinese family in that little town. Uh-huh. No other Chinese at all.
I see.
See. Anything when I talk friend, anybody will be most Caucasian or white people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I see.
So anyway, I get friendly and communication with the people, understand a little bit, and began to go out and play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I could play with them, I remember with one time, right after school, actually about a year later, one day
mm-hmm.
after school,
mm-hmm.
and they'd been trying to ask me if I could swim or not, and I'd be bragging about it. I'm a very good swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
So one day they asked me to go swim with them. I said, all right. So I didn't know where this place is, but when we get there, it's an Ohio River. And of course, nice. I look at the river, the water's floating down pretty fast, and I was a little afraid of it. And we stayed there for a while. Then the fella asked me to go swimming. I said no. So soon they asked me a few more questions. They found out I couldn't swim at all. They knew I was telling a lie, tell a big fib. So anyway, in about a couple hours later, we were on the beach all day, and they gang up on me. They wanna see if I could swim or not. Well, they took me out and let me go. It's over my head and hands.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Go ahead and swim, ye." So I couldn't swim at all. I went down a couple of times,
oh,
got a mouthful of water. They picked me up and take me back in again and let me rest.
Mm-hmm.
So after I got my rest, they took me out again,
oh,
and throw me in. This time they throw me in.
Oh,
then I begin my finger, my legs, paddling all the way, trying to save my own life.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I swim maybe one or two strokes the second time when they throw me in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought me back in there. I rest some more. When I rest some more, they took me out again. This time took them a little deeper.
Oh, my.
And so every time they got home, I was afraid. So anyway, it did that about three or four times. Then I began to know how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw a fellow like me learn how to swim so fast.
What a way to learn.
Yeah.
So at that time, did you start speaking English, but at home you still speak Chinese with your family?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I always speak Chinese at home.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I step out, I turned my learned my English.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, can we go back a little bit back to China? So, do you remember your childhood in China?
Well, as far as a childhood concerned, I don't remember. I was a little rascal.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to every place I go, even now I go, I seem to, if I go with a group of people, I seem to, they make me as a leader almost.
Uh-huh.
Well, since a childhood, all the kids over there, they look up upon me as a leader.
Uh-huh.
And I was a very rascal. I go do all kinds of things, especially climbing trees.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever things do, they always ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And like we go to the garden to steal some potatoes and for the kids, you know, how to make a little party like.
Mm.
Well, they ask me to go along and ask me how to get it. It seems like everything I do, they seem to ask me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess fighting concern, when I was a kid, I didn't fight too much. Because everybody seems to have faith with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. did you go to school then in China?
I went to school. All the work I learned, I gave all back to the teacher.
How many years were you at school in China?
Well, actually, I go to school for maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's not a school at all because I started school and learned a few words, and mostly what I learned is Haogong. You know what Haogong is? You know, the question and answer to come to the United States.
Oh, is that right? So you were prepared.
Prepared to mm-hmm. come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly learned that.
By private tutor?
Like my mother asked me questions and sometimes. Beginning, a teacher teaching me a little bit. And all those things, the Kaogong thing.
Uh-huh. But Kaogong is in Cantonese or in English?
In Chinese, yeah.
They know later people will interpret
for you. Yeah, because when you came to the United States, the immigration of them,
mm-hmm.
they ask you in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in other words, they ask you in English, made an interpreter.
Right.
They ask you in Chinese.
Okay.
Then,
uh-huh.
then you answer in Chinese.
Uh-huh.
Then the Chinese interpreter mm-hmm. to the English.
Do you remember many children like your age has to go through all that, or your family is the only family that time in the village has, you know, father, grandfather in here?
Yes, I don't remember any of those because there are a lot of other people in that village or in the United States.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So.
And there's quite a few came to the United States, like their father bringing them in, you know, in our group,
mm-hmm.
A few that I know of
uh-huh,
came in.
Uh-huh.
So.
I see.
Same way, of course, I would say that I might be a few of them, the earliest one came to the United States in the village, in my group.
Mm-hmm.
See.
I see.
And I'm about a few, one of the few
uh-huh.
that came over early.
I see. So, do you remember at that time when you were little and your mother always have to wait for your father's letters, or did your father actually communicate with your family in China?
No, that any communication that with my mother or my grandmother or whatever around the family, I don't remember that because simple reason was they never talk about it. And when they received letters, I was too young to know
what it was.
Uh-huh. And I'm one of those youngsters that always loved to go out and play and never bother listening with the
family
is.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I said I don't know too much about it.
Who live in the same family? Like you have grandmother?
Yeah, my grandmother, my mother, I, and my uncle's wife,
mm-hmm.
aunt they call her,
uh-huh.
and his children
mm-hmm.
Live in the same household.
Okay, so this is the same uncle who also worked in the laundry in Midland.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
the same uncle.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you have a big house or it was like a regular Chinese?
Regular Chinese house. It's always one on each end is the bedroom and you know, the regular Chinese house, you got the cooking and all that, and right in the middle is for for grandma to live, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's what all the everybody, whole family eat.
Mm-hmm. And but grandma never came to the United States.
No, never did.
Yeah. Grandfather came to the United States when you were 2 years old, did you say, or?
Came to the United States before I was born, I think.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why you got acquainted to your grandfather when you were in Midland. Then.
Right, because when I was 2 years old, my grandfather's in the United States already.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever ask why your grandmom never want to come to the United States? Or, I mean, when you were a child, you probably never...
Oh, we never thought of asking things like that, questions like that at all.
Uh-huh. When you compare to other children, do you think that your family's life is more, you know, richer than the other?
Well, I wouldn't say richer. I would say that naturally, I'm talk for my own family. I think it's one of the good family.
Mm-hmm.
In China, it's more children you have, it's more power you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our family, one of our family, I think it is number one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
More children in our family, so we consider it's got more power, see, than other people in the village.
Uh-huh. But at that time, since your father, your grandfather, were in the United States, probably compared to those who did not have the family member stay in the United States, you know, like seems like you probably have more money.
Right.
In that case.
Yeah, because you're right on that.
Uh-huh. In
other words, it seems like the money floating in.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like, well, we couldn't consider us a rich, but we said get by good, better than the rest of other people that have no family in the United States to support them.
Uh-huh.
See, they got support themselves in China, either going to sell things or to farming the rice field, things like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you mentioned that your grandfather sold beef in China. After he left for United States, did family pick up that business?
No, I did not.
So did your grandmother work or your mother?
Nobody.
Nobody works.
Nobody
so
works.
Really rely on the
rely
income.
On the grandpa.
Oh.
Sent the money in, then he sent the money in, we buy some hangi, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we can our own rice and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my grandfather's pretty lucky and got a good job probably and sells a lot of money. And we got a lot of hangi. Considered, we say we're not too rich, but we're rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Consider rich in power,
mm-hmm.
because we got big family.
Mm-hmm.
That's power,
right?
And we got enough money to support us.
Right.
That's rich.
Uh-huh.
So that's it.
How did you feel when you first heard that your mom gonna take you to the United States? Do you remember the feeling?
Wow. The feeling, just by every day, because I'm wondering, like another. A playboy. I don't even mind those at all. If you say go United States, okay, good.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Okay.
There's
so
no feeling or whatever. Just follow my mother's.
Uh-huh.
See?
I see. Yeah. Well, so you didn't really go to school in China, and so the first schooling you had, I mean the formal schooling is actually in Midland.
Right.
So when you attend school, you went to elementary school?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten,
yeah.
Okay.
I was 11 years old now, and I go to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year, they was going to put me in second grade,
uh-huh.
just become 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
So they changed my mind, put me first grade.
Uh-huh.
The guy couldn't speak one word of English.
Uh-huh.
See? And the first year, go to first grade, and it's supposed to be passed, go to second grade, but a teacher was going to pass me, who wasn't going to pass it. So this teacher is very good. She taught me, so she didn't want to pass me yet.
Mm-hmm.
So stayed another year with her,
mm-hmm.
another 2 years in first grade.
Uh-huh.
And then from the first grade, we used to have a first grade and then first half, second grade, second half.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to have. So instead of go to second first half, I went straight to a second.
Mm-hmm.
So skip, and then we skip half a grade.
Mm-hmm.
From first grade, stay there for 2 years, I mean 2 semesters,
mm-hmm.
and go to the first grade,
mm-hmm.
to second grade.
Uh-huh.
Then from there, I go skip up. Uh-huh. And I guess he was a little too fast. I'm a slow learner. Mm-hmm. It was a little too fast for me.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, I'm more playful. Mm-hmm. And I don't care about school too much. So, of course, for a school concern, is my best subject is my history. The way I talk now, I don't think history is my worst, but actually I like history. Not history, I mean the geography.
Geography,
I mean,
uh-huh.
And not history. History is my worst. Geography is my best.
Uh-huh.
And then my mathematics is my best.
Uh-huh.
Number one, then geography.
Uh-huh.
And the worst one is history.
I see. Uh-huh.
So. And so anyway, we used to contest on spelling,
mm-hmm.
and mathematics and geography. I usually always come out number one.
Oh.
As that one person, I think he's Italian, named Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
He and I's neck to neck. He beat me a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
on mathematics and on history.
Mm-hmm.
But between them, I take turn, be the first one, and number one.
I see. Uh-huh. So you enjoy the schooling.
I enjoy it very much.
On that aspect,
yeah,
right?
But when coming history, I go fall asleep.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? You start telling history now.
That's why I stumble all over now.
That's why, yeah. So you were the only child in the family then in Midland, right?
Until 1924, next year, or 25, I forgot. Johnny,
mm-hmm.
he was born in 1924, 25, I forgot
mm-hmm.
what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see, you said Johnny was born.
Yeah.
But your uncle didn't bring his family over.
No, I did.
Uh-huh. Do you know why?
Well, you see, you know how the Chinese people are. Mm-hmm. Chinese people are different you know. Yeah. I, my dad and G is theology, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, my uncle is somebody else, Yang Ji Hu Lord. So it's separate, more or less in the United States, separate.
Mm-hmm. You mean your uncle is not Yi?
Huh?
Your uncle?
Yes, still Yi.
Uh-huh. Was your uncle your father's younger brother?
Younger brother, yeah.
I see.
My grandfather had two sons, see?
Uh-huh.
My father and my uncle.
So your father is number one,
yeah.
And your uncle is
number two.
So your aunt and your cousins stay in China
China.
Grandmother.
Yeah.
I see. Uh-huh.
Of course, she's came over to the United States in, I forgot, a few years before I did.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course, the laundry must be a good business.
Mm-hmm.
He sent money and built himself a home.
You mean your uncle?
My uncle, yeah.
Uh-huh. And he returned to
he
China?
He returned to China, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he helped more children. Having the children that I couldn't count it. Anyway, both sides got quite a few children.
But the whole family are still
yeah.
there in China then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said that we got the power.
Uh-huh.
We got a big family.
I see.
And now uncle's children all come to the United States now. They're in Sacramento.
Oh.
They're all over different places. Sacramento and up and back east.
Uh-huh. They came after 1940.
Oh,
after World War One, World War Two.
After World War Two, he just came home maybe about eight years.
Oh, it was recently.
Yeah,
then.
around approximately around 8-10 years. Something.
Oh, I see.
It's just recently.
I see.
They're mostly during right after World War Two, they went to Hong Kong,
uh-huh.
and they got themselves a building there, mm-hmm. they live in it.
But your uncle
sent
went
the money,
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
buy a building in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
They all live or went to
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yeah.
I see.
Except one family is still in China.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But
the rest of
the
family.
Husband's here already, but the rest is all in China. Just one family.
But your uncle, do you remember when did your uncle return to China?
Let's see, back in 1936, I went back, but 1934, I think.
Several years before you went back.
Yeah, he went
back.
He went back to China.
And that was for retirement?
No. And then when I went back to 1936, went back, and the same, soon I got there, a month later, he coming back.
I see. And then did he go back again?
No, haven't back since then.
Oh, I see. So your uncle actually stayed in the United States afterwards. Well, anyway, I was also jumping around too, but sometimes I thought, you know, I would remember to ask a couple questions. So you were the only child in the family for a while until Johnny...
Until Johnny's first one born in the United States.
I see.
All together right now is eight of us.
I see. And so you start going to school. How many years were you at school?
In the United States here?
Yes. Can you talk about your education in...
Don't know Midland. Too much because actually I'm one of the lazy fellas going to school. I usually most a lot of time I play hooky. I don't like school at all. And all this year I went from kindergarten up to seventh grade back east. Then I came to Los Angeles and I resumed my school again. And after 10th grade, then I quit.
I see. What school did you go to?